Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Today we're reading in Matthew 23, 25 through 28 in the Common English Bible, also known as the CEB. These are verses we're finding from the Seven Deadly Friendships, which released last month. And these are relational ones. And today is a doozy. It's talking about hypocrisy. I'm sure that you've never experienced that with other people in your life. But this is what Jesus says about hypocrisy. He says this: "How terrible it will be for you legal experts and Pharisees, hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup and plate, but inside they are full of violence and pleasure seeking. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup so that the outside of the cup will be clean too. How terrible it will be for you legal experts and Pharisees, hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs. They look beautiful on the outside, but inside they are full of dead bones and all kinds of filth. In the same way, you look righteous to people, but inside you are full of pretense and rebellion." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, like yesterday, I just pray that this would not be me, that it would not be us, that we would not be whitewashed tombs, that we would not be dirty cups, but that the inside would match the outside, that we would have integrity in the way that we deal with people, and how we look and appear even online would have an equal sign between how we act in real life. So Lord, thank you that you will give us the power through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives beautifully within us to make the kinds of the holy and good decisions that make you smile, that are not hypocritical, but are truly authentic. And so, Lord, would you cleanse us from the inside out? I know that I have been guilty of kind of trying to manage my relationship with you by working on the externals, kind of an outside-in way of being a Christian. But your way of working is actually from the inside out, to clean our hearts, to clean our motives, to clean our thoughts, to clean the way that we think about people and others and all of that. And so that when we are cleansed from the inside, then naturally our actions will follow from that clean heart. So Lord, thank you for that. Thank you that you are the great cleaner of our hearts. Even today, even as we carry things that we wish that we didn't have to carry, or burdens that we have from the past, or maybe guilt that we're feeling or shame that we're feeling, right now in this moment, we can feel that cleansing power of your blood from the cross. And I'm just so grateful for that. Lord, I also pray for those people in our lives who are acting like Pharisees, who are difficult to know because their outside persona doesn't match their inside, but they're not very open about the inside person that they are. Lord, would you help us to open those folks up, to ask really good questions and maybe be an avenue of light to that person so that they can be set free from having that dichotomy of one person on the outside and one person on the inside. Lord, some of these people might not yet know you, so I pray you'd give us an evangelist's heart to long to see people set free from what they're struggling with and all the things that torment them or what causes the hypocrisy. Lord, you are the answer to that. And help us not to shrink back from being proud of you and knowing that you are the answer of creating that clean heart that we all long for and that we all need. Lord, I also pray for discernment of people in our lives who appear one way and are another. Lord, I know that I have been duped a lot of times. One of the reasons I wrote that book was how many different times, and it's embarrassing to admit, how many different times I was deceived by people's words. They were so slick. They said all the right things. They had the really great Christian vocabulary, and it's like they had studied it and knew. But the further I scratched the surface, the more I realized that those were not true words to their character. And so, Lord, would you give us discernment today? We don't want to deeply align ourselves with people who claim to know you but are full of what the CEB calls pretense and rebellion. We want to be connected to the people that you want us to be connected to. And Lord, I thank you that we are like the five people we hang out with most. Help us to evaluate our relationships today in light of that truth, that we are the sum of those people. So help us to choose well our friendships and our relationships. You know what, Jesus, thank you for being in a relationship with me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving this audience so well, and for going to such extreme measures to bring us into a relationship with you. I am forever grateful, and I love you so much. I pray these things in your name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're such a blessing to me, and I'm so glad that you're listening. Huge thanks to Meredith Payne, who's one of the Patreon sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of little levels. You can figure it out there. It's pretty easy to figure out. And this helps to pay for all the engineering. Hello, Caleb. Thanks for all you do. And keeps this podcast on the air. It's a lot of work, folks, and it's also a lot of time. And so this really helps keep everything under control. So thank you to all of you who are sponsoring the podcast. And to the rest of you, I hope you have an amazing day, and you are so very loved. I hope you can rest in that today. Bye.